Randall.
Good evening. You're the first.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Sorry I missed Stay Hope this morning, but we'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
So, I believe I'm going to take your advice and stay with Section 34, and then go back and pick up what we did do in 33.
Okay.
So we're going to be on verse 361. And I'll start with the Lishay Michud. Lishay Michud Kud Shabri Thu Ishkin Te Bit Hilu Urkimu Lut Hilu Lut Hilu Urkimu. Liakta l'shem yud hei bovavte. V'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limun Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'yihino amadadai l'lehino alina ma'aseya denu kunanehu. Alina ma'aseya denu kunanehu. Ka'roza ka'im v'sharei li'ach roza ka'im am. Nun Maftichan Batar Desayen Karaza Kolinun Neture Alma Mikan Shin Besalkin Leyat Man Diftach Itra kola mishtachin kedein dinin biltata mitarin viazlin v'shatin bialma v'sihara shalei lianhara. The translation. A herald then announces, because every change is accomplished by an announcement. Someone rises, the herald, the angel Gabriel, who holds on to their keys. During the day, the keys are in the hands of Memtet. Through these keys, he draws the darkness, which is the secret of the announcement. After he completes the announcement, all the guardians of the world gather together and ascend from the world. Nobody remains to create an opening, to draw down even a tiny light, because they are all silent. Then the lower judgments are aroused. They start to roam the world, and the moon begins to shine. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the pasuk is clear as written. Again, we transition from day to night with respect to the angelic government. We are learning metaphorically the process of the angelic government. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, because I thought you were going back, I didn't try to catch up what I missed.
I'm sorry for changing my mind.
So that's okay. I mean, it's very evident that it was changing from day to night. And we know that, you know, after 12 noon, the change begins, and then when darkness comes, and I was trying to see if there was anything extra other than what, you know, the two, I guess, two verses that I missed, or one verse, if there was something in between. One verse.
The one verse.
Okay. Well, they're using the metaphor of exchanging keys as being the angelic government taking over, like an exchange from day to night.
There are three things that are being presented here that we have never heard before. One is there's a herald that announces the transition from day to night. And that herald is the angel Gabriel, which is an indication Gabriel is the left column angel.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is that nothing happens without an announcement. The discussion of the keys is coming from the previous verse, because the idea of the day, the sun has to go through the 12 gates, one for each hour, and he needs a key to open each gate. Now, the key is a metaphor. The idea of the 12 gates is a metaphor, because the gates represents a boundary. We talked about that in the last verse. But in order to have even a tiny light, We have to have the keys, we have to have the announcement, and we have to have the left column active. And since there is no light in the upper world, the lower judgments become aroused. And the moon begins to shine. But the moon can only shine because the lower judgments have become aroused. Doesn't actually say that, but it hints to that.
And lower judgments, What exactly is that the angelic beings themselves that have charge overnight? Or is that what would be the other?
The angelic judgments are all of the angels or demons that travel around the world seeing what man is up to and judging him, and then bringing that up to the upper worlds where the court takes place.
Okay.
That's the idea of starting to roam the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're roaming around looking for us to have screwed up.
That's not a very pretty picture in your imagination, anyway.
Well, you have to remember that the judgments for the negative actions are really good things that we have to cleanse. We have to see it. We have to receive it as a negative aspect in order to cleanse the negative action we did. So we shouldn't see them as really negative, but just as good that we don't have the vessel for. Mm-hmm. Brandon, did you have any thoughts?
No.
Well, at least we're covered by our 9 o'clock class, Brandon. At least we have something positive going.
Right.
For that hour.
I didn't quite understand it. Was there something last night that we briefly covered?
No, I'm thinking that we have our class from 9 to 10, which is night. So at least we have a good positive.
Well, if we were following the pattern properly, our class would be from 12 to 1. But that's just not practical yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go on to verse 362 unless you have some other thoughts you want to express.
No, I think we can go on.
Okay. Verse 362. Uma re divava titakin umyali takin trinyanut kedain mitare shiva ta umzamrin kame Mare hon kama mare dure sin Kai mu baki umayu Vita rin binin Vial ma kidain bene nasha Naimin Benish mata nafkat Viaski dat sahaduta Deed chayay vat, tadip medina, deku wiku chabrihu. Haved chesed bevarnash, benish meta tavat, leatra. The translation. And wailers, which are the forces of judgment that arouse wailing and howling in the world, cry out aloud with the blowing of a trumpet. At the second blast, the angels begin to chant and sing before their master. How many guardians stand erect to offer protection from judgments? And judgments are aroused in the world. Then as people sleep, their souls leave their bodies. It give testimony and are sentenced because there is no righteous person on earth who does not sin. But the Holy One, blessed be He, deals mercifully with the human beings and allows the soul to return back in the morning. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the pasuk is clear as written. This pasuk is continuing to explain metaphorically the universal government. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, my thought is how you've explained to us that the celestial court is not like our court system. And which is a more positive thing. So that kind of, I think, is a good thing. I don't know that good is a great way to express it, but and I also think we have some protections like the bedtime Shema and wake up at night and in the middle of the night and maybe get to read one or two verses from Zohar. So those things are things that, I don't know, you don't, at least I don't concentrate on a negative thing happening in the night. Because you've done your own judgment at that time yourself, you know, who you perhaps hurt or who hurt you, whether it was word or action in this transmigration or another, you know. And then Psalm 91 at the end, that to me is very confident. So I can't say that reading a verse like that, like this last one, you know, causes me to worry or think negatively.
No, there is no reason to be negative about what happens. But the question is, it's starting out with this word in the Wailers, and it's describing that these are the forces of judgment that are creating the wailing in the world, because obviously judgment sometimes is painful because we don't have the vessel to handle it properly.
Mm-hmm.
But why does it, what's the second blowing of a trumpet?
With me, it's like calling them all together. Okay, they've gone around and searched and roamed, like it said, but when the second blast comes, they go before their master. So, I like that to being the, you know, the accuser of whatever was done during the day. I think because for 3 weeks, I had such a battle with these birds trying to make nests under our front porch. The mess they created, they swarmed around like torpedoes. And I was concerned that when I would open the door to try to chase them away, that they'd come into the house, you know, kind of like the movie The Birds from years ago, Alfred Hitchcock. And
right.
I kind of thought of that. We had to do several measures. And they were so smart. If they would see me at the front door, because they came between 8:30 and 10:30. I mean, they were right on time between those 2 hours. And if they would see me at the door, they would fly away. Or if I opened the front door and slammed it and they were trying to build a nest, they'd fly away. Tony would go outside and he'd hose them and they'd leave. If we left in the car, they would go right back. They'd see we were leaving, and they were very smart. We tried putting plastic ties, something we saw on the internet. We put mothballs and hot glued mothballs. So that lasted a few weeks until the mothballs would start to disintegrate. And finally, we had to build a wire cage around that little light. But it was the idea of how they would just swarm in a circle. And, I mean, look like they would have. So I kind of get that picture from that verse that those birds are kind of like a picture of saying that the forces of judgment are wailing and howling through the, you know, in the night. And then with the second blast, that's second. You know, I think the positive is that when we hear the sound of the shofar, you know, the positive side, but there's this negative side. And then they come before their master, and to me, as the accuser. So anyway, picture, you know, picture in the natural kind of is almost a description of what I see there. But
I agree with you.
And I think we've also seen, you know, we know that the angels tell the birds, and we see the action of the birds, and we hear the chattering, and sometimes it sounds negative, and sometimes it sounds pretty, you know, like around
right.
the coat, you hear the bird singing, and it's a sweet little chirping. You know, and then other times, like I just described, it's almost, you could almost say a wailing. They're not wailing, but their actions are not positive. Let me put it that way. I'm almost thinking they're going to fly into the house if I open the door too wide. But we haven't seen them in quite a while now, so... I think the little wire cage we put around, they got the hint. They can't come to this house. Not the office. They just made such a mess. We even had to repaint the front door. It was so messy.
Well, let's go on to 363.
Okay.
Befogut leya katsi forin mitarin sitra tzafon itar berucha kam bakil meya sharvita devistar darom uvatash bahahurucha Vishakesh Reit Pasam Gedeni Dar Kuja Brihu Benimusu Leishta Shah Im Sadikaya Bigneyam Deeden. The translation, at midnight when the birds awaken, that is the cocks, a spirit or a wind rises in the north. This refers to the left column, which is the secret of the illumination of Chokhmah without the Chasadim, the secret of the upper three Sephirot of Ruach. The scepter then rises in the south, namely in the right column, which is the secret of Chasadim, and unites with that spirit, or unites with that spirit of the left column. Thus they are included within each other, and the judgments of the left column subside and are mitigated by the Chasadim. And the Holy One, blessed be He, is awakened, and as is his wont, delights himself with the righteous in the Garden of Eden. My commentary. And Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the Pasuk is clear as written. Much of this is known to the students of Kabbalah from other classes. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I was glad Rabbi Ashad included, that is, the fox. So we know it's the rooster. And I think somewhere along the way we did find out that when the fox crows, it wasn't morning time. It was at midnight. I think we learned that before. I know one of the blessings has to do with the fox, the rooster.
Yes.
you know, that crows, that knows the difference between day and night. So, but here's letting us see that Chachma and Chesed, you know, right column and left column come together, and which means, how did they put it? And the Holy One, blessed be He, is awakened and delights Himself with the righteous in the God in God Eden. So
we've learned that in many places. Which is why the Kabbalists go to sleep like about 9 o'clock and sleep till midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, and live on 4 hours of sleep a night because they then study the Zohar all the time. So our time is up, and we'll pick this up tomorrow.
Okay.
You have a both of you have a good evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Brandy.
Good night, Brandy.